Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
And the final whistle goes at Anfield. And the score finishes Liverpool 3, Cardiff City 1. Goals from Diogo Jota, Takumi Minamino, and the returning Harvey Elliot. Obviously, we saw Reuben Colwill get a goal back for Cardiff City as well, but it was all in vain as Liverpool progressed through to the fifth round where they were playing Norwich City. Some of that game up, Errol, slow burn of a first half, to put it mildly, nothing really happens. Liverpool, we always said, if they can get that goal, things are going to really open up. Liverpool get the goal, things opened up, and in the end, comfortable win.
Absolutely, and I just knew in my gut it was never going to be a 20-minute blitz. As much as I wanted it, and I wanted to kind of just see us show that little bit of arrogance and swagger that I know we're capable of, it just didn't seem like that was the right, it was ever going to be the time for us to kind of do that in this game. And the fact that we kind of had to go through the gears and grind it out, give a little bit of credit to Cardiff, because I think their game plan in that first half worked well. He was really compact. He didn't leave us much space to get in between. I don't think we did enough particularly to pull them apart. So I think you've got to kind of give them a little bit of credit there. But big up Taki. Taki Minamino did really well. There was a few little bright moments from him in the first half, coming in quite centrally, where he had a few nice touches on the ball. I think he won his. I don't think he won both of the free kicks and that Trent took in that first half. But I know he definitely won. I think it was the second one that he definitely won.
And he wins the one that gets the goal as well.
Exactly, and that was in the second half. So I think it was the bravery from Taki that I've not been convinced I've seen enough of while he's had the red shirt. Sometimes I'm like, you could want for the ball and demand the ball and hold on to it a little bit. Sometimes when he gets the ball, it's not that he doesn't want it, he's just in the position where the ball needs to go, and then he's quick to pop it off to somebody else. Get on the ball and use the ball. And if you're going to be that player where you've got quick feet and you're tricky and people are going to foul you, if you're getting fouled in those kind of positions, look at the chances and the opportunities that you're going to present us. So I thought that was really impressive from Taki there for us in terms of getting that second goal and giving us that breathing space. I know he comes off shortly after that, but I think you're right in what you're saying there. The changes, they did kind of give that little bit of an ignition, and it allowed us to start cooking on gas.
Yeah, for sure. But like I said, Liverpool were half asleep at the wheel, I think, in the first half. Do you have a goal ruled out rightly? Obviously,
Taki again, that as
yeah,
well.
It was, yeah. Do you have the Jones chance, which he scored? Jota does well with fires at the goal. It just felt a bit like I said, it felt like lunchtime on a Sunday afternoon, if I'm honest. That's what it felt like, you know. Sunday, you say Sunday morning drivers or Sunday afternoon drivers. It felt like Liverpool were the Sunday afternoon drivers for a while. But I always think, if you're not opening teams up, and you know, they're playing defensively, backs against the wall, bank of 5-3 in front, lads running around in front of them, if you can get a goal from a set play, just to give you that advantage. And when you've got someone who can cross a ball like Trent Alexander-Arnold, when you've got someone who can head a ball like Diogo Jota and find space like Diogo Jota, you've always got half a sniff. And I thought it was, again, great cross, great goal. And that was the catalyst, really. Because if the longer that goes 0-0, squeaky bum time. And we saw a mistake that led to their goal. You're only one of those away from a cup upset. So that was the pivotal moment comes. And again, it's two, probably not Liverpool's better players on the day, to be honest, Trent and Jota. Neither had their best game. But in that moment, both of them showed their qualities.
Yeah, and I think that was what we wanted, though. We knew that we had players of quality. And again, it wasn't really necessarily... I think the moment of magic comes later in the game, if I'm being completely honest. honest, from my opinion. Yeah. But that was the moment where a quality, you know, someone who can give a quality deliverance into the box. And I think the fact that that was the free kick, it wasn't central, it wasn't direct, it wasn't a corner, it wasn't an outswinger. It was a different angle that they hadn't had to deal with in that game at all, and we punished them for it, really. And I think that was, you know, going to Klopp's game plan. My thinking was, as you've just, I think you rightly said there, you don't want to leave it. Have to bring the Diazes on, have to bring the Harvey Elliott on and be like, lads, I need you to bail us out here. They've been able to come on in a situation now. We're 1-0, we've got control of the game. We can up a gear now because we've brought fresh talent onto the pitch. You know, you've got a lad that's been out that everybody knows his quality, but they haven't seen enough of him to kind of have his number in Harvey Elliott. I think that's fair to say. And Diaz, you know, these Cardiff lads wouldn't have been doing their research on him. You know what I mean?
What can you do?
Do you know what I mean? So, and it was nice. And again, it was his tenacity that LA enabled us to get the second goal, really, as well. And he kept the ball alive when I personally think it should have been a free kick. The ref didn't see it that way, but we punished Cardiff anyway. And it was just nice. I think Klopp, in the end, got his game plan right, even if he would have liked to have had a stronger first half.
Yeah, I think you're right, mate. I think you're right again.
Sorry for interrupting your show, but we have our incredible streaming service, Redmen Plus, and we are so proud of the content that we produce. If you like the stuff that we put out for free, please show your support. Join Redmen Plus and get every single episode that we produce directly into your ears in your native podcast app. Just go over to theredmentv.com, sign up, and enjoy even more Redmen content.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Couple of key moments we'll discuss shortly, just to let you guys know who's still watching us. Thank you for staying with us through the watch along. It was great fun. Shortly after we go off the air, Ella will be back with our fan reaction show, your reactions to that game. So head on over to the Twitter and the Facebook account now, and Ella will be able to read out your best comments. Let us know who your best players were, what you thought of the performance as a whole, how amazing was it to see Harvey back, to see Diaz in action. Get those in later on the YouTube channel. Again, I will be back live with the player ratings. Do join me for that show. I'll need your help in terms of deciding man of the match, giving everyone a score out of 10 as well. Got some tricky decisions to make. And then later, streaming live on Redmen Plus, our streaming service over on the redmentv.com, will be the instant match reaction show. Me and Ed will have a good old chinwag with everything we've just seen there. So please do consider joining over. Like I say, Redmen Plus, it's basically, if you know what Netflix is, you know what Disney Plus is, you know what Apple TV, all those kind of things, but we've got you covered, but from a Liverpool fan angle. Everything you need to do and know about this football club, the content is endless, and we've got you covered over on Redmen Plus. Right, Ella, before we go, my mate, just want to, just a couple of quick points. Did we get away with one with the goal? You're not getting sent off?
Yes. Yeah. I definitely believe that we did, in all fairness. And the reason, you know, just before the game wrapped up toward the end, the first thing I said to you was, if that would have been a Premier League game and, you know, it's us against City and Edison rushes out and does that, I'd be screaming to get him off. Like, I don't care if Diaz is running in behind and you know, it's not a clear... That was reckless, do you know what I mean? The keeper has got no right being 20 yards into our into our side of the pitch. Like,
not even if it's a denial of a goal scoring, because Konate's there. The fact the challenge isn't good.
No,
he catches him very high up the back of his leg, almost on his Achilles. Yeah, I'm with you. I think we might have got away with him. But listen, Liverpool did in the end come through. And 3-1, it didn't fit at 0-0. It never felt like we're going to blow these away. Mm. But it's mad, isn't it? When you get one and you've got to just change, they've got to come out even half a yard more. Space appears. Anfield erupts when we bring Harvey back on, and obviously Luis Diaz's debut as well lifts the crowd a bit, which had been pretty dead up to that point. And it's very strange how Liverpool can steamroll you. Liverpool can get on a roll, and it can become 1-0, 2-0, 3-0 very, very quickly. I mean, all those goals there were scored between the 53rd and 76th minute. So a 23-minute spell where we just end the game.
So we did blitz them in 20 minutes. We just left it towards the...
We can do that, though, can't we?
Oh, yeah, no, 100%. And how many shots did we end up with in total, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, I'll bring the stats up here. So Liverpool had 19 shots in the game, 5 on target, 80% possession. It was domination in terms of the ball. Liverpool struggled at times to get those shots on target, but when they did in the end, five on target, 3 goals. One's a very, very good save as well, isn't it, from the goalie, from Jota. So
absolutely. And I think the other thing as well, just in terms of the challenge, you don't really adjust this, but when you give the stats like that, 80%, it was 80% possession in the end?
Yeah.
80% possession. We had over nearly 20 shots. You know, a quarter of those shots have been on target. By far, the team that should have won that. However, there is that question mark over whether the keeper should be on or not. I feel like he's got a goal as consolation for that. This is how I'm looking at it now, because he didn't deserve to, and he didn't pose enough of a threat. And I don't think even with us with 10 men are still more dangerous than Cardiff with their 11.
And Cardiff are lucky that we didn't have to unleash the mighty Adrian on them, because we...
Yeah, John, he wants that. Like, super cup hero, man. But no, I just think in the end they worked for the goal that they got, and they got it against an 11 versus 11 Liverpool team, do you know what I mean? So, and they punished us for our mistakes in midfield. So I think they can take a little bit of pride from the first half performance, and then I think they can take that little bit of that boost that, you know, if we can score against them and we can be clinical and we can punish teams, let's carry that now into our league form, because I think they desperately need to kind of save their season if they are in a relegation battle. So, you know, there's bigger fish for them to fry, essentially, from a Cardiff perspective. But I think in the end, you was asking for it from, you know, before the whistles blew, a professional job from Liverpool today. And yeah, we were sluggish in the first half, but I did say we couldn't play that bad in the second, and they didn't let us down.
Yeah, job done. Sitting right then, guys, we're going to head off now, but before we do, like I say, keep an eye out on the YouTube channel. We do have your reactions, and we have the player ratings as well. And like I said, Errol and I will be back later streaming live on Red Men Plus with our instant match reaction. We hope you guys can join us there. Thank you everyone who joined us for the watch along, got involved in the chats, the super chats, the Discord chat, the mods, everybody. Absolutely fantastic afternoon as Liverpool booked themselves a place in the fifth round of the FA Cup. Norwich City await, and then who knows after that. Liverpool are only one game away from another quarter final. We're already in one domestic cup final. Can we make it two in this competition?
And tonight, we've got two of our boys in international finals as well. So just want to wish them both the best of luck. I know only one could come out on top, but they're a credit anyway.
Good luck to Sadio. Good luck to Mo Salah. May the best man win. Thanks, Elf. It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you guys for watching and for joining us on the watch along. We'll be back next time. We've actually got an extra game to do now, because there's a whole draw at home as well. We'll be back on Thursday night for the Leicester game. But until then, we'll see you all later. Ta-da.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.